Madam Director General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Latvia is fully aligned with statement made by the Netherlands. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a century of chronic diseases. We have the ability to prevent or even eliminate these diseases through the change of attitudes or daily habits. Together, we have formulated a comprehensive vision to do that. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. It sets goals that are important for every individual and the whole world. I would like to draw special attention to the Goal 3. It aims to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. We all know that many of today's most common diseases are related to unhealthy diet, inactive lifestyle, smoking, and excessive use of alcohol. And today's alarming reality is that these non-communicable diseases constitute one of the greatest challenges facing the world. They trigger early deaths every day. This requires immediate and responsible political action involving financial and human resources. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take immediate action while preserving a long-term vision. We have to guarantee immediate quality health care for those in need, while at the same time it is essential to promote good health in a holistic way through sustainable policies. This approach translates the WHO understanding of health as a state of complete physical, mental and social well-being and not merely the absence of disease into action, reducing the potential healthcare expenses. Latvia works hard to implement this sustainable approach to healthcare with the constant support of the WHO Regional Office for Europe. Our long-term plan for the improvement of social well-being reflects the European Health Policy Framework, Health 2020, and the new Agenda 2030. Our plan has evolved around the healthy lifestyle concept that includes physical activities, healthy nutrition, addiction prevention, and timely preventive measures against diseases. We have launched several initiatives to implement the plan. These efforts have set our healthcare policy on NCDs in the forefront of Europe. For example, Latvia has set strict norms on the availability of unhealthy soft drinks and snacks in schools. We have also limited trans fats in food products sold in Latvia. And we have a ban on the sale of energy drinks to the underaged. Besides, together with Ministry of Education and Science, we plan to introduce additional sport classes in schools. Latvia thanks the WHO for the efforts invested in the development of the new health emergencies program. We hope that the pace of implementation will be kept steady to observe the firm timeline, while the new incident management system is already applied to react to the emergencies caused by Zika virus and the yellow fever. Efficiently managed WHO presence in countries is essential, both in health emergency preparedness and the implementation of the international health regulations. Country offices should be equipped with both global vision and outreach and the best possible local expertise. As regards communicable diseases, starting from this year, Latvia has been able to provide our population with the most recent treatment for hepatitis C and increasing reimbursement of medical expenses. The improved availability and effectiveness of the treatment of communicable diseases is crucial in the context of steadily growing mobility of population, both national and global. But now back to the future. Our goals include the following: to enact significant healthcare reforms and to develop a long-term healthcare financing model, with the main focus on addressing cardiovascular diseases, cancer, antenatal and neonatal care, and mental health. We count on efficient collaboration with the WHO in implementing these goals. I would also like to highlight the importance of human resources in healthcare. In the context of Agenda 2030, up-to-date expertise and skills of healthcare professionals are crucial. Latvia is determined to improve both the salaries and the upgrade system of professional qualifications of healthcare workers. Ladies and gentlemen, we should admit that the implementation of Agenda 2030 goals and targets is a challenge to all of us, but definitely one worth overcoming to move in the direction of a stable, high quality and viable worldwide healthcare system. Thank you for your attention.